Andrea Fassani was born in Bahia Blanca in 1953 and is now a political, performative, self-taught, and relentless artist. In 1978, Fassani was kidnapped, tortured, and deprived of her freedom. I spent 45 days in the CCD El Bango, about 40 in the tube. I tried to remember every minute. I feared forgetting everything, doubted the state of my mind after the torments received. I kept the ticket from the show I saw the night before my kidnapping. I always feared forgetting. Fear is powerful. Andrea Fassani's proposal combines her work as a ceramist and self-taught artist, her status as a former detainee, and her abilities as a performer. The pieces she designs, molds, and names blockers are personal use objects, instruments offered as tools to resist pain and the harshness of reality. The blockers are ceramic objects that scare, fascinate, attract, and repel us. These gadgets show us how we can sometimes use this type of silencing, non-oppression, unexpected rest from pain, and sensitivity protectors. The blockers are objects created to survive, to resist reality and the immediate future. Their use, individual and private, implies a full exercise of individual freedom. I block or unblock when I want and need. Designed and made in a lightweight and transportable format, taking into account the urgency or need for use, they are introduced and activated in different parts of the body. Oral speech blocker, ideas or nasal blocker, with entries through the nostrils to reach the pituitary gland. Brain blocker, for various types of trepanation. Auditory blocker, external and deep, vaginal and anal sexual blockers, inhibitors of desire, anguish and emotion blocker, where the placement of a device on the back and chest allows adding containing plates.